Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Chamber Connection Podcast, the official podcast of the Dickinson Area Chamber of Commerce, here in beautiful, sunny, I hear soon-to-be stormy Dickinson, North Dakota. I'm Cooper Whitman, as always, the Executive Director of the Dickinson Chamber. This is the second Chamber Connection Podcast, recorded on June 1st, 2015. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. We hope you find this podcast fun and hopefully informative as well. We've got some fun things planned for you today, so sit back and enjoy. And if you happen to be a member of the Dickinson Chamber and would like to schedule an appearance on this podcast, an interview with me, please shoot us an email at team@dickinsonchamber.org. That's team@dickinsonchamber.org. We're going to get started. Well, let's start today's podcast here on the 1st of June by talking some about the upcoming events and other things that the Chamber and local businesses and organizations are involved in. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. First of all, tomorrow night, so the 2nd of June, Tuesday, it's always on the first Tuesday of the month. That's right, you know what it is, it's Business After Hours. This one's going to be at Choice Financial. They are at 323 18th Street West. If you know Dickinson, you know that is in the east parking lot of the Prairie Hills Mall. So Choice Financial, Business After Hours, tomorrow night, June 2nd, from 5 to 7 p.m. There's going to be hors d'oeuvres, a cash bar, socializing. As always, our 50-50 raffle, which means you buy raffle tickets. If you win, you win half the money that we raise for the night. Should really be a great time. Come out and support Choice Financial. Get to know the employees there at Choice Financial. Get to know us here at the Chamber by being there. Should really be a great time. We're excited about it. Business After Hours is our monthly networking meeting. So we're excited about it. We're always excited about it. Should be a great time. So that is the first event on the docket. Also want to make sure that you are aware of the social media summer camp up at the Strom Center. This is going to be a really cool deal. They've got going on throughout June. Every single day in June, they've got a different focus all centered around social media. Today, June 1st, they've got Get Your Business Online is the title of their focus today. Tomorrow, June 2nd, is Facebook, Finding Friends, Connecting. They've got one on YouTube, domain hosting websites, WordPress, social media marketing, LinkedIn, analytics, Pinterest, local internet cafes, Instagram, podcasting. It's amazing what they've got going on. They've got experts in every day to talk about these things. It is free to go to the Strom Center to take advantage of this social media summer camp every day at noon. It's just a half hour for this little intensive training session. And then from 12:30 to 3, it's an open lab for you to try out what they've talked about that day. So that's the Strom Center continuing their commitment to innovation and business in the Dickinson area. Social media summer camp all throughout June every day. You can call the Strom Center for more information. Talk to Jessica over there. 483-2736. So that should be a great one. Wanted to make sure you're aware of that. There's very few of us that cannot help. I know I'll be there for a couple of days. There are some things I'm really interested in, so that'll be a lot of fun. The last thing I wanted to make sure that you were aware of is our 2015 Chamber Fun Day Golf Scramble is coming up. This may be my favorite event of the year. I'm excited about it. This will be so much fun. Our awesome Ambassadors Committee puts this on. This year, our event sponsor is Fisher Industries. We're grateful to them. And it'll be on Thursday, the 23rd of July. To have a team, a four-person team for this scramble, going to be $300. You can sponsor a hole at just $125, have a game at that hole, because the focus on this scramble isn't on winning, it's on fun. We've got some incredible participation in the past. We've had some people, I know Skull Construction sponsored a hole last year, and for their game, they had a toilet out there, and you had to tee off from the toilet. It was amazing and hilarious. Not as hard as you might think, I thought. I actually hit a pretty good shot off of there. I've heard others struggled a little bit. I didn't get it on the green on that par three, so you know, I don't usually anyway. I'm not that good a golfer. Anyway, we've got lunch sponsorships available, dinner sponsorships. Should be a great time. I'm really excited about it. Get in touch with us here at the Chamber if you want to sponsor, or if you just want to have a team and participate. We're going to provide you with breakfast, lunch, and dinner that day. A lot of prizes to be given out for first, second, and third place. A mystery place will get a prize. We'll do a prize for last place. If you really stink, we love it. We're just out there to have a great time. So let us know here at the Chamber if you want to be a part of that. And if you don't, give us a call here and I'll try and convince you. There's really no reason not to. Should be an awesome time. We're excited about it. So that is what's going on here at the Chamber in the coming weeks. If you want more information on any of the things that I've talked about so far, we have an awesome service on our website at dickinsonchamber.org where you can sign up to get a weekly email rundown of the different chamber and community events. Just go to dickinsonchamber.org and sign up for our weekly e-news. Here's a quick did you know about the Chamber today. Did you know on our website at dickinsonchamber.org, we've got a tab there called Our Community. You can go to that tab and learn more about the community. So it's not just about business information on our website, although we have a ton of that. But on the community page, you can find information about the City of Dickinson, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Parks and Rec Department, Stark Development Corporation, Small Business Development Center, the airport, churches in the area, schools in the area, information about relocations such as employment, employment agencies, rental and apartment managers, RV and trailer parks, other real estate. It is a great place to go to learn more about the community, whether you're relocating here, looking to find more information about it, or get more integrated in it. DickinsonChamber.org. Visit that Our Community tab to learn more about our fantastic community here in Dickinson. Well, every time we do this podcast, we're going to have a guest interview for you. Today's is an interview that happened just a few weeks ago. I got the opportunity to interview Pauline James, who is the general manager over at Homestay Suites here in Dickinson, over on the west side of town in the West Ridge development. I talked to her right after she hosted a business after hours, wanted to get her immediate feelings, and it was a lot of fun. Pauline was great to talk to, so let's listen to that right now.
You hosted business after hours tonight. It went really well. From my perspective, how do you think it went?
I think it went wonderful. We had a full bar. It was lovely. It's been a while since we've had a full bar, and I hope that people come back now that they know we're here.
Awesome. So what made you decide to do a business after hours? What made you decide to host it?
Partly because my assistant and I always take part in the business after hours, and we love decorating up the place and putting the food on and having people come in. So it was a no-brainer to have to host it.
Well, I can tell you, I don't drink, so the full bar wasn't for me personally a huge deal. But I'll tell you what was the food, the tamales and the churros and everything. It was awesome. Had a great time. Did you get to meet some new people?
I actually got to meet someone from the TV station, but I missed the AT&T people, so I was busy cooking. We were shorthanded, so.
You were cooking up a storm. Awesome. Is there anything else you want to say about tonight?
No, I think that's it. Thank you so much for letting us host it, and we hope to do it again.
Awesome. We'll look forward to it.
Well, I sure appreciate Pauline's energy. It was so much fun to be with her that evening. She is a fantastic help here at the Chamber. She's a great volunteer, and we're grateful to have her. We were grateful to partner with her to put on that business after hours. They had a lot of great food, a lot of great people there. It was so much fun. Well, we've come to the end of our second ever Chamber Connection podcast. I want to thank my guest, Pauline James, who talked to me after the business after hours last month. That was a lot of fun, as well as my good friend, Bill Polinuk, who's been awesome in consulting with me to set up this podcast and help make it better every time. If you have any questions or feedback for us or would like to join the Chamber of Commerce, please don't hesitate to contact us, 701-225-5115 or through dickinsonchamber.org. You can also follow us, as always, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Google+. I'm Cooper Whitman, Executive Director of the Dickinson Area Chamber of Commerce, and this has been the Chamber Connection Podcast for June 1st, 2015.